Major cuts in the time to hire for the federal government allow the Office of Personnel Management to focus on hiring quality instead of just speed. But those metrics may just be one part of making the hiring process better. Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President at ICF International, former Chief Human Capital Officer at the Homeland Security Department, and he's writing on his chiefhro.com blog about what is wrong with the hiring process. Jeff, I guess the first thing I would point out is that you and some of your colleagues in government might say that there's not enough time on this entire radio show to talk about what's wrong with the federal hiring process.
That's probably true. I've told people for years that the federal hiring process is so complicated that it looks like it was designed to see if you're really desperate for a federal job. So it's a really complicated process. Yeah. And what I was writing about this time was the technology that government is using to help with the hiring process, and how I think it's actually kind of been misused. And it's creating problems in a number of agencies.
The technology movement in government has all been around. We're going to use technology to make things better. But you, as you said, you're writing about how the technology has made the hiring process worse. What are some examples of that that you've seen over the years, Jeff?
Yeah, the hiring technology was actually a great idea. You know, when you look at all the paper that HR offices get and how difficult it was to put together a paper application for an applicant, the technology was and still is a great idea. But what's happened is as we started using the technology, we also in parallel moved to using questionnaires for rating the applicants. And the intent when that first started was that agencies would get those resumes and the answers to the questionnaires, and they would look at them and see if, in fact, how an applicant answered the questions matched what the applicant said in their resume. And some offices, because of lack of resources or lack of training or just thinking it's the right way to do things, stopped doing the reviews. And so what you end up with is hiring managers complaining that now they're getting referral lists to have people on them who aren't really qualified. And so we fixed the paper, we made the process faster, and in doing so, we made the quality of the referrals going to hiring managers, in a lot of cases, a lot less good than they used to be. And that's creating a real problem for a lot of managers, that they're getting lists of people, and there are people there who clearly are not well qualified for the jobs.
How do you turn something like that around? Is a different kind of technology the solution, or is removing some of the technology and putting some more human hands on the process the solution, or some combination thereof?
Well, I think the real solution is the technology is fine. The solution is to have a human review of people who are going to be on a referral list. And somebody has to actually sit down and read a resume, read the responses to the questions, and decide if, in fact, when a person says, I have 3 years of experience being a program manager, is that in the resume? And what you find a lot of times is it's not. So you need human beings looking at those resumes as a final quality check before they get in the hands of somebody who's a hiring manager. If you do that, you can make the process work a lot better. But it does take some dollars to do that. It takes HR specialists or subject matter experts taking a look at those resumes and making that final call. If we don't see that happening, I don't think there's a good technology solution to that kind of problem. You've got to have people doing it. I had a conversation a few years ago when I was at DHS with the head of HR for Google. We were at a conference all day and sitting side by side for the entire day, and I was talking with him about the use of technology, assuming Google would be very, very dependent on technology for their hiring process. And he said they actually have people reading resumes, that they found that if they just trusted the technology, they missed too many good applicants and too many people got through to the hiring managers who were not really well qualified. So they actually have human beings, Google of all people, the experts in search, have human beings reading resumes to make certain that they're getting good quality and that they're not missing good quality.
That's pretty ironic. Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President of ICF International, and he hosts the Chief HRO blog at chiefhro.com, and we're cross-posting at federalnewsradio.com. I wonder if we're looking at the resumes the right way, too, in the federal government. I was talking to a person who coaches folks, not specifically to work in the federal government, but coaches people that are looking for jobs or looking to increase their earning potential and so on. And his view is that he coaches his clients, and he believes that hiring managers in the private sector, at least, use the resume as something to make a decision about whether you want to see somebody in person. Do you see something on that resume as a hiring manager that makes you go, all right, I want to meet Jeff Neal in person and see what he's all about and see if I want to have him on my team? Is that how people are looking at resumes in the federal government? And if not, is that how they should, or is there something different about the federal government that makes that different?
Well, the government does have a lot different requirements for getting onto that list. And so it's a little bit different in that respect. But I think the person you were talking to was spot on, that you've got to follow up that review of a resume with an interview, and that interview needs to be the right kind of interview. You know, there's a type of interview called a behavioral-based interview that is shown to be a valid assessment tool. Most of the interviews that people do are just conversational interviews where people ask a few questions and they talk to somebody for a while. And those, we actually had some research on those that showed that their validity was like 0.10 on a scale of 0 to 1. And so those types of conversational interviews that are not structured were a little bit better than throwing a dart at a dartboard. But when you look at the correlation between those interviews and performance on the job, it's very, very low. So you've got to do interviews, and you have to do a structured interview that gets to the right kind of information and has some statistical validity. If you don't, then it's just a nice conversation with an interesting person, you hope.
Yeah.
So I think the person you were talking to was right on target on that.
Is this a major reform effort, Jeff, or is this reshaping the process we already have in place?
It's reshaping the process. There's nothing in the existing process that requires people to use the technology in the way they're doing it, and there's nothing in the current processes that requires them to do interviews the way they're doing it.
So this could be a potentially absolutely quick shift then. This is something that agencies could undertake right away without a major operational change.
Absolutely. And there are some agencies that are doing business that way, and I think it makes a difference in the quality of people they hire. And I think over the next few years, you're going to hear more and more about quality of hire. People have focused so long on time to fill positions that sometimes there's been a loss of the emphasis on the quality. And it doesn't matter if you can hire really quickly if what you get in the end is somebody who doesn't perform well. So you've got to have a balance of quality and time. And given a need to choose between one or the other, I would almost always err on the side of quality.
An expert told me once, if you hire the wrong person in 10 days, you've made a huge mistake. You know who that was?
I'm afraid to ask.
It was you.
It sounds like something I would say.
Yeah, you did say it.
And that guy was right.
That guy's really smart. It's great to have you on, as always, my friend.
Bad hire.
Yes.
Great to be here. Thanks, Francis.